back. Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast, talking about Donald Trump's joint session address last night, a little bit getting off, diving down into the Obamacare issue, which really kind of touches on so many others. You know, I haven't even talked about the infrastructure issue, the public-private partnership nature of the funding. Oh, my goodness. You know, listening to Elaine Chao as transportation secretary trying to explain, doing everything she could to not say foreign investment, even though she kept kind of alluding to foreign investment. Yikes. I hope not. I hope not. You know, and again, the Trump administration, as much as I want to be sympathetic, we keep coming back to the same old problems. You know, folks like Newt Gingrich, who, I mean, what's Gingrich's pedigree? He's a Tofflerite, third way kind of guy, who is a Donald Trump apologist and says that Donald Trump is complicated in ways that, you know, Gingrich didn't anticipate. He's studying Donald Trump every day, Gingrich says. This is unsettling, you know. Listening to Elaine Chao trying to sort of obfuscate questions. How will this infrastructure, this $1 trillion worth of infrastructure investment be paid for? Public-private partnership, echoing what Donald Trump said, you know, but how specifically? And obviously, all the answers can't be made now if it's still in discussion, but you know, and even Elaine Chao's background, speaking of Wilbur Ross and the growing cabinet of billionaires, it's hard to imagine, you know, the swamp is going to drain itself. Again, I go back to the Bible, you know, evil tree, evil fruit. Like Jesus said, can Satan cast out Satan? Lee Fang wrote a piece for The Intercept back in January 17th, speaking of Elaine Chao. Wells Fargo to pay transportation nominee Elaine Chao up to $5 million over the next 4 years. Her financial disclosure notes that she will receive a cash payout for deferred stock compensation upon confirmation as Secretary of Transportation. The document discloses that the payments will continue throughout her time in government if she's confirmed. The payouts will begin in July 2017 and continue through the year 2021. But Wells Fargo, like several banks and defense contractors, provides a special clause in its standard executive employment contract that offers flexibility for awarding compensation if executives leave the bank to enter government service. Such clauses, critics say, are structured to incentivize the so-called reverse revolving door of private sector officials burrowing into government. Exactly. This is a golden parachute for government services that the large banks are now increasingly famous for offering. It is not illegal yet, but it does provide the former employee with substantial financial rewards from Wells Fargo, potentially creating a sense of indebtedness from the government official toward the bank, said Craig Holman, an ethics expert with Public Citizen who reviewed Chao's disclosure forms and Wells Fargo's executive compensation agreement. Wells Fargo naturally did not respond to a request for comment. These golden parachutes for taking government positions are either a massively corrupting incentive structure, effectively a backdoor bribe to incoming government officials, or an abject waste of shareholder resources, says Kurt Walters, campaign director for Demand Progress. Golden parachutes for executives leaving firms for to enter government dogged several Obama administration officials. Jack Lew, upon leaving Citigroup, joined the Obama administration in 2009, was given a cash payout as part of his incentive and retention awards that wouldn't have been paid if he had left the firm to join a competitor or under ordinary circumstances. In other words, only under these circumstances. But Lew's Citigroup contract stipulated that there was an exception for leaving to work in a, quote, full-time high-level position with the U.S. government or regulatory body, end quote. So, in other words, again, specifically for these circumstances, the revolving door, the power elite, as C. Wright Mills might have put it, you know, in these this kind of trilateral circle, if you will, or as some have put it, the in and outers. For example, the book by Professor Calvin McKenzie, The In and Outers, Presidential Appointees and Transient Government in Washington, published back in 1987, by the way. This all speaks to exactly what Carol Quigley wrote. You know, that quote from Tragedy and Hope, when Quigley wrote the argument that the two parties should represent opposed ideals and policies, one perhaps of the right, the other of the left, is a foolish idea acceptable only to the doctrinaire and academic thinkers. Instead, the two parties should be almost identical so that the American people can throw the rascals out at any election, without leading to any profound, extensive shifts in policy. And that's exactly what is happening, in essence. And this goes back quite some time. You know, you, without getting too far off topic, you go back to the Reese Committee hearings, and I have mentioned Thomas McNeice, his report, Economics and the Public Interest. Very interesting. I think everyone should read the Reese Committee hearings, congressional testimony. And it's interesting, you know, just a brief kind of aside on that note. Thomas McNeice being questioned about essentially, if I could paraphrase, being asked, is there control from the top down or the bottom up? One person or a group of people? And McNeice essentially saying, both. And you know, we see the same kinds of things. Well, I should probably come back to that. Again, a more thorough investigation of the Reese Committee hearings on my part, and my notes specifically. Perhaps a good idea. Well, getting to the expertise, as I have stated, I mentioned I would talk about this from the congressional hearings, House of Representatives Special Committee to Investigate Tax Exempt Foundations back in June 1954, Wednesday, June 9th, 1954. The testimony of Thomas McNeese, Assistant Research Director, Special Committee to Investigate Tax-Exempt Foundations. He was asked, Mr. Hayes asked, on your first report, Mr. McNeese, on page 9, you talk near the bottom of the page about centralized places, which seems to imply that somebody had a motive or desire to plot this thing. Do you have any specific evidence of that? McNeese, I don't at the moment find the item. Mr. Hayes, it is in the last paragraph down the fifth line. It does, however, seem to confirm. Mr. McNeese says, I have it. The excerpts from the final report from the American Council of Learned Societies, plus the evidence which continues on through the influence of the Social Science Research Council and the American Council of Learned Societies in preparing a directory, if I may call it that, of men qualified to advise government in its various fields. I take that as evidence of the flow of what might be called a central or mainstream of influence. I believe it is in this context and short section of my report that I mention merely as factual evidence the number of people from the field of social science who are employed, at least in part, by government today. That is, we have letters in which they advise us of the names of those people in the fields of work in which they are occupied. Mr. Hayes asks, what do you read into that? The government has need, apparently, of these people. Where would you more logically turn than to these societies who would have lists of people? Mr. McNeese replies, I am not in any way questioning either the need or the source, except as it comes from a firm and compact group of what might be called and has been referred to here as the intellectual elite. They might be defined by another term as the mental aristocrats. Obviously, Jonathan Gruber would fall into that category. We still need to get to his testimony, which we will hear in a second. But continuing, they might be defined by another term as the mental aristocrats. Interesting that this term has been used subsequently, Ronald Reagan, for example. This is the issue: whether we believe in our capacity for self-government, or whether we abandon the American Revolution and confess that a little intellectual elite in a far distant capital can plan our lives for us better than we can plan them ourselves. Why would we do that when it takes eternal vigilance to ensure our freedom and safety? Really? But continuing, McNeese said, I believe all of the testimony that has been given here, and without any attempt on the part of any of us to tie in the testimony of various professors that have appeared here, seems to indicate the same thing, that there is, let me call it, a preferred group which is called upon for advice. It is a highly concentrated core. I think I used the term in my previous appearance on the stand. Mr. Hayes says, well, if you see, and this is the quote that I was going to mention. This is the key. This is what we don't understand in America. These are the questions we should be asking. Mr. Hayes asks McNeese, if you were doing the calling, you would call upon the best brains you could get, the technocrats, I would add, intellectual elite, mental aristocrats, as McNeese puts it. If you were doing the calling, you would call upon the best brains you could get, would you not? You don't mean to put some term of opprobrium by calling them intellectual elite. McNeese responds, no, but neither would I know how to define best brains. I would call on people in my judgment that would be fitted for that. I am not doing the calling. The government is doing that. Mr. Hayes responds, I understand that, but if you were doing the calling and you had to find somebody in a certain field, we will say social science. How clever and invented a manufactured field to serve the administrative fourth branch, but I digress. Continuing, Hayes responds, if you had to find someone in a certain field, we will say social science, or for that matter, any exact scientific field, again, scientific dictatorship, how would you go about finding them? McNeese responds, and this is brilliant. To me, we should all keep this in mind. The first thing I would do is to look into their background and training and find the particular types of views held or expounded before I would do anything else. And that's the key. The first thing I would do is to look into their background and training and find the particular types of views held or expounded before I would do anything else. And really, that's what, speaking of vetting, that's what the congressional or the Senate vetting process is supposed to do. The Senate confirmation hearings and that process is supposed to do this. But we've lost sight of this. Again, it's like a divergent path, the road less traveled, if you will. McNeese continues and says, I take it here that government does not do that, but relies upon the recommendations of the very central group to which I have referred previously. Exactly, that's the problem. That was the very purpose of the $65,000 grant in total made by the Rockefeller Foundation. That apparently is accepted as final by the government. I have to assume that. I do not know it, but that was the purpose of organizing the list. Hayes seems somewhat flabbergasted and replies, what was the purpose again in organizing the list? McNeese responds, as I have stated previously, the purpose was to supply a list of individuals qualified in the judgment, and I do not say this in a disparaging way, of the intellectual group from which this list emanated. The intellectual elite. So, again, I think that's the key that we continually lose sight of, and you can see it kind of on the periphery. And so I will just summarize by saying this. In Donald Trump's joint session address last night, as encouraging as some of the things that he would say are, and I'm a little frightened by calling on the name of God, you know, we're all created by the same God. That's a little, again, these, you know, it does call to mind the CNP tones, which are a little frightening, in my opinion. But again, I digress. But as Thomas McNeese put it back in 1954, the first thing we should be doing is looking into the background training of folks and their particular types of views held or expounded before we should do anything else. Be right back. Stick around.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hopefully this makes sense. You know, we apparently have lost sight of the, you know, in a post-truth era, we've lost sight of level-headed and thoughtful considerations, the objective considerations that really ought to be the primary considerations. You know, as Thomas McNeice put it, the best way you can put it, the first thing that he said he would do is to look into their background and training and find particular types of views held or expounded before he would do anything else. And I am reminded of Jonathan Gruber's remarks, which came into question, and some of that is circumstantial and conjectural, some might argue, to take a small number of quotes and to try to hang him out to dry on that might be unfair, but is it really for especially someone of Jonathan Gruber's pedigree, and not to focus too much on Gruber because that's history to some degree at this point. But we're talking about Obamacare, obviously. The repeal and replace discussion, Donald Trump calling on Congress last night, he said to repeal and replace Obamacare. Replace it with what? Because again, the bad tree of socialized health care will bear more bad fruit. Jonathan Gruber is still at MIT, you know, to hear him say the things that he says or said and about the American people. With Thomas McNeice's words in mind, to have someone like that, to pay someone like that, as much as he was paid to be a consultant, in the public forum is disturbing, in my opinion. Still over at MIT, guys like Jonathan Gruber, you wonder, how do they not get run out of town? Anyway, not to get too far off track, again, I wanted to return Robert Eno's article, again, somewhat circumstantial and conjectural, but ouch, Trump uses the left's playbook again against them in speech before Congress. This was interesting. And the way that Eno put it, one of the reasons conservative policy proposals often lose and progressive policy proposals often win is because the left has mastered, and again, these are false monikers, specious monikers, left, right, etc. But he makes a valid point nonetheless. Because the left has mastered the art of personalizing their policies. Time and time again, the left uses real people as examples of why their policies should be implemented. Last night, President Donald Trump took a page out of their playbook. Trump personalized the need for immigration reform, school choice, and a whole host of other issues, which was very interesting. I didn't like the way that he used... Well, that's it. Stick around. I'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Is their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me, all you want to do is use me. But my answer, they don't want that use me stuff. Till you use me up. Until you use me up.
Welcome back.
My brother sent me right down.
Bottom of the second hour of today's broadcast, this Wednesday, March 1st, 2017. Talking about Donald Trump's joint session address last night, President Trump's address. Very interesting, you know, kind of a conflicting story emerges, but that's not new. That's typical. And I was about to say before we went into the break in the last segment that I one of the things that I found deeply troubling was the president's using Karen Owens, the widow of slain Navy SEAL William Ryan Owens, as somewhat of a political prop, I would say. Very unfortunate. And, you know, that story is deeply troubling. That's one of the biggest reasons why using her or referencing her to me seemed to have an element of a political prop nature to it. The Independent reports today, Donald Trump accused of exploiting widow of Navy SEAL killed in botched Yemen raid. Mr. Trump said the soldier's widow broke the record for the level of applause, which the press is having a field day with. But as The Independent reports, last week the father of slain U.S. Navy SEAL William Ryan Owens refused to meet with the president. Rather, Bill Owens said he wanted a full investigation into the Yemen raid that left his son dead, injured three other U.S. troops, and killed up to 20 civilians, many of those women and children, by the way. I told him I didn't want to make a scene about it, but my conscience wouldn't let me talk to him, Mr. Owens told the Miami Herald. But see, this is the problem. Mr. Owens, I don't think, realizes that his son, William Ryan Owens, unfortunately, was an establishment tool. And I don't mean that in any derogatory sense. I really don't. William Ryan Owens' death was tragic and unfortunate, as are any and all in war. And we are all too ready in America, it seems, to otherize folks, which is deeply tragic and unfortunate. It gets right back to what Hayek wrote. I mentioned yesterday the contrast between the we and the they. The common fight against those outside the group seems to be an essential ingredient in any creed which will solidly knit together a group for common action. It's dangerous. The would-be scientific dictator, the would-be despot tyrant, has no time. The would-be authoritarian, the autocrats, the technocrats, they have no time for the moderate intellectuals who say, wait. It seems to me the founding fathers were, if nothing else, moderate intellectuals, many of them anyway, who would say, would caution us against haste and irrational behavior. What seems to emerge, in my opinion, amidst all of the points that we could argue are good or meritorious or speak to a hopeful future in President Trump's joint session address last night, what seems to emerge amidst all of that to me is the post-truth era tugging on heartstrings. To draw folks in from both sides of the political fray, or all sides, you might say, in an effort to do exactly that, what Hayek mentions, to weld folks together. I wish that we could get away from that. I think it's unfortunate, especially amidst the controversy over the botched Yemen raid, that President Trump would use Owens' widow, Karen Owens, as somewhat of a political prop. But, you know, getting back to Robert Eno's piece quickly, we can see that post-truth effort emerging, I think, and I think Trump's advisors and speechwriters are obviously aware of how this works. What really set his speech apart, according to Eno, in his Conservative Review article, was the way he was able to blunt Democratic outbursts by personalizing his policies. While many Democrats like Cory Booker and Elizabeth Warren have supported school choice in the past, now that Trump is president, they've backed away from that support. Trump used a real-life example of why Elizabeth Warren was right back in 2003 and why she's wrong today. And to highlight that, Trump brought Denisha Merriweather to the speech. And you can, I'm sure many folks can recall Barack Obama doing the same. same kind of thing, you know, personalizing this. And this is a well-known psychological warfare tool or propaganda weapon. It's a well-known, well-established fact that when people think of others in groups, mass groups, it's very impersonal. And when you start to speak specifically about people, that makes it obviously much more personal and draws people in. And you see that in the propaganda that's put out by the White Helmets, for example. But I digress. So Denisha Merriweather was the example that Trump used. And he said that education is the civil rights issue of our time. Then he moved on to national security and immigration. Trump transitioned by saying, "And we must support the victims of crime. I have ordered the Department of Homeland Security to create an office to serve American victims." Again, Homeland Security is an office that was created as a result of lies and manipulation, the fabrication of a narrative that was proven to be completely false. So Homeland Security shouldn't exist. In fact, before about two decades ago, the term homeland was anathema in America. And around, well, the same year, actually, months before 9/11, one of my favorite examples of conspiracy, I would say, a smoking gun, was the Rand Corporation's book, the monograph that is published as a book, Preparing the U.S. Army for Homeland Security, published in April of 2001, months before the convenient excuse. You know, you have all of these people that say, look, you know, you have folks like David Rockefeller, you have folks like the neocon PNAC group saying, you know, all we need, all are agreeing, all we need is a new Pearl Harbor. And suddenly we have something like a new Pearl Harbor, which it was actually referred to as such. And then we have this bureaucracy that is created out of nowhere in weeks, only to learn, and no one talks about this, I don't know why, but the Rand Corporation, speaking of the intellectual elite, had already laid the foundation for Homeland Security. Preparing the U.S. Army for Homeland Security. What? Now we have a Department of Homeland Security, and no one questions that? It's very bizarre. But I digress again. Trump said, "I have ordered the Department of Homeland Security to create an office to serve American victims. The office is called Voice, Victims of Immigration Crime Engagement. We are providing a voice to those who have been ignored by our media and silenced by special interests." Congressional Democrats started booing, then they had to stop. Why? Eno writes, because Trump transitioned to honoring the family members of those killed by illegal immigrants. The victims who joined him were mostly minorities. Trump said their names are Jamil Shah, Susan Oliver, Jenna Oliver, and Jessica Davis. And that's a whole can of worms all in itself. He talked about their stories briefly. Back to Eno's article, the Democrats would have looked awfully obnoxious had they continued to boo these grieving family members. This is manipulative, though, is it not? It's propagandizing people. It's manipulative, I would argue. There were policy prescriptions during this speech that conservatives can find fault with. What should be heartening, however, Eno writes, is that Trump has learned the lesson that Andrew Breitbart tried to teach. And if you go back to, I would just add parenthetically, go back to the 2012 CPAC address by Andrew Breitbart. It was interesting, and he was obviously dead shortly thereafter, which the world forgot awfully quickly. And that has been drowned out in the alt-right racist, misogynist, et cetera, ad hominem character assassination. But again, I digress. So back to Eno's article. Trump has learned the lesson that Andrew Breitbart tried to teach, that we should co-opt the tactics of the left and personalize policy. That is how Trump was able to win the election. Trump's toned-down speech kept that strategy powerfully alive and is a blueprint for conservatives on how to argue policy moving forward. Robert Eno's article is thought-provoking, I would say, and I think he's right, and I think Donald Trump has a number of folks on staff and as advisors that are very well aware of this, political strategists, political warfare strategists even, which some might argue Steve Bannon is. Obviously, I think Kellyanne Conway doesn't get enough credit for being very savvy, very street smart. There are, and then you have some of the other insiders. Very cagey coterie, I would argue. And they've obviously learned something because, well, Donald Trump is in the White House. So, but again, to me, the unsettling aspect of his speech is amidst this manipulative tone, at least I would argue, pulling on the heartstrings is manipulative. But this is what the American people want, apparently. We live in a post-truth era where people are more concerned with a persuasive argument. They want, it is the nation of the tickling ear, apparently. More interested in that than the facts and what's important. And it seems that the two are sort of mutually exclusive and collectively exhaustive, perhaps, as the attorneys might put it, in my opinion, in my view, because the more you understand what's important and the more you gravitate in that direction, the less you need a persuasive argument, and vice versa. The more you drift away from what is important, the more you drift toward evil, one might even say. The more you really need a persuasive argument to convince yourself and others, you need to be talked into it a little bit. Reminds me of when someone is telling you something and they just won't stop, and you want to ask, are you selling me or are you selling you? This is what's best, and this is what we should do. And because... are you selling me or are you selling you? So this is kind of the unsettling aspect of Trump's speech. Although, because it was couched in such general terms, it is, I think, difficult to find fault truly with his speech in general, which is why it was interesting to see folks seizing on specious issues. I mentioned Mark DeSaulnier, Congressman Mark DeSaulnier's example. And there were plenty of others. For example, Adam Nagorny, I think, was one of the worst. Adam Nagorny tweeted last night, "Winners tonight, the teleprompter." I thought that was interesting from the New York Times LA bureau chief. Very, very petty. And very just superfluous attacks. I mean, they're nothing of substance. Baseless attacks. Anyway.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I had gout in both my knees, and it's gone.
Well, I'm pretty stupid. I should have ordered it, 15 years ago. It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life.
He had eczema on his hand, and it cracked for years. Mm-hmm. He did anything from doctor, every cream, everything. And 3 months on the veggies and fruit, it was gone.
They're just awesome. They keep asking me, what am I doing? I told them what I did with my cholesterol. I had the blood test, right? And it went down 100 points. 262, now it's 162. Everything is just perfect.
Balance of Nature is celebrating its 20th anniversary by providing you the best offer they've ever given. 2 free months of fruits and veggies and free shipping. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
Welcome back. Final segment of today's broadcast. And speaking of this story there are some great articles that you can read on the Republic Broadcasting website. One of the best, I think, that really dovetails with this storyline. Newly declassified documents show that a senior CIA agent and deputy director of the Directorate of Intelligence worked closely with owners and journalists with many of the largest media outlets. Jeff Bezos' purchase of the Washington Post, which is sort of the official Capitol Hill publication, is one of the best examples of recent iterations of that, and reports of him being paid quite handsomely by the CIA seem to indicate this didn't end. So those are things that we need to keep an eye on. Meantime, let's go to the phones. Let me apologize. We're having some trouble with the relay, apparently, so I didn't see that we had calls, but I apologize. Paul in New Jersey, are you there? We have Paul? I'm sorry we missed you, Paul. I didn't see the caller queue, and that is unfortunate. There's some kind of strange thing going on with the relay that it would show that there was a message and then it would disappear. I don't know what that's all about, but I apologize that we missed you. I didn't intentionally neglect you. For some reason, technology was failing in those moments, so I apologize. The story that I mentioned, it's a great story from Washington's blog on republicbroadcasting.org via Blacklisted News. And, you know, this, again, going back to Operation Mockingbird, the CIA's mighty Wurlitzer. And, you know, this is not a new story. Again, this gets back to my point about pruning evil. Why do we prune evil? There have been so many investigations that have proven that we have these agencies that are prolific in their brands of evil. Donald Trump mentioned oversight, the agency oversight last night in his speech. You know, to me, it's hard to imagine that we could reform the evil fourth branch at this point. And to me, it just seems like it'll kind of be a handoff to the technocratic establishment, a further refining of evil. I hope I'm wrong. Anyways, that'll do it for today's broadcast. As always, I hope it's informative, and it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Stay tuned for Dr. Deagle. Take care. God bless. And we'll catch you on the other side.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.